It gives them exposure to North America, to the US. And I think, you know, we both ended up with a win-win transaction. We were very comfortable with the price. We ended up getting $72.5 per ounce of resource, because they just published a just under a million ounce resource yesterday, which was the sort of NI 43-101 piece of that asset. And so I think we got a very good deal. They got a good deal because the payment of that is staged through time. So we now know with 100% certainty, strong balance sheet, we are definitely going to get to the end without having to worry about shareholders. And then what it does is it goes beyond that. It gives us another 20-odd million in cash in that period to start thinking about early works, to start thinking about a little more aggressive on long lead items. It lets us put a bit of money into slightly broader exploration, a bit of exploration drilling around the periphery of this thing, rather than the very focused technical drilling that we are funded to and will do. It also lets us bring on some of those owners team members that we need to hire to go into the build. We can bring those guys on 4 months earlier, so we've got money to fund that. So on that basis, we applied, we were accepted. The first 60 days of that acceptance are a scheduled renegotiation with the different federal agencies and us as the proponent, sort of facilitated, if you like, by the FAST-41 guys. And the end of that is the publication of the new permitting schedule for that project. And so on Friday, the 20th, March the 20th, the FAST-41 published the new Black Pine permitting schedule on their dashboard. And so anyone can log on to U.S. Permitting Council dashboard. It's a public website, and you can see exactly what the different line items are and what the dates are and where we are on that process. So that's fantastic. What that gives us is it gives us the most permitting certainty or outcome of permitting that you can get in the U.S. today.
John Gilligan, Liberty Gold,
Hey.
Good afternoon to you, my friend. Man, what's some news? News just hit the fan in the last 24, 48 hours-ish. But a little bit before then, but that's when I noticed it. Let's talk about that. You just had a huge transaction. Let's work out. Tell me all about it. I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, we announced a couple of days ago the transaction, the sale of our Goldstrike asset in southern Utah, together with the Antimony Ridge piece, which, as you know, is the extension of that same mineralized block. We announced the sale of that asset as a share purchase sale to Heliostar. We'd been talking with them for a little while. We did let the investors know late last year that we'd made the decision not to do the critical metals spin-out, and that we'd put Goldstrike into a sort of a strategic review, and that we'd committed to selling the critical metals piece. And so last week, we announced the sale of that Gage property, which was the gallium-germanium ground that we pegged around the Apex mine, and we sold that to Blue Moon, who had recently purchased the Apex mine as a mine, old mine, from Teck. So that was a logic. They were the logical owner of that ground, and we were very pleased to take stock. So that sort of moved that piece out of the portfolio. And then we were delighted, really, to confirm this transaction with Heliostar. We think they are the right company. They've got good build experience. The size and scope of the asset fits very well with their portfolio. It gives them exposure to North America, to the U.S. And I think, you know, we both ended up with a win-win transaction. We were very comfortable with the price. We ended up getting $72.5 per ounce of resource, because they just published a just under a million ounce resource yesterday, which was the sort of 43-101 piece of that asset. And so I think we got a very good deal. They got a good deal because the payment of that is staged through time. So we get 30 of that, 32 and a half of that 72 is paid in the first 18 months of the transaction. So that's 10 million on close with 2.5 million shares, another 10 million at 12 months, and then another 10 million all cash at 18 months. And then the 40 back end is contingent on either a feasibility study or some infrastructure milestones or 5 years. So there's a sort of sunset clause. So if they don't happen, we get our final payments at the end of 5 years. So I think, works well with them, doesn't take all their cash, gives them some opportunity to put money into the asset to grow it. And, as they benefit from taking it towards a production, we benefit at the back end. So a truly win-win deal, I believe.
Yeah, if you can reiterate how much cash are we talking about over 5 years, number one. And then number two is just a comment I will make to all my viewers and listeners. I'm very familiar with Heliostar and Charles Funk. He's been on my show and they were a former sponsor of my site. Have very good terms with them, talk to them often. Great company. I am an investor in Heliostar as well as I'm an investor in Liberty Gold. But yeah, give me the bottom line, how much cash is expected. And then my comment is, you guys are sitting on a lot of cash. What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of this? It's, I guess, sitting on a lot of cash is great to build a mine with. So, but go ahead, I want you to answer.
Yeah, so the deal terms were 70 million in cash, payments spread from signing or from close through to 5 years, with a couple of payments contingent on some study milestones. And then we also picked up $2.5 million worth of Heliostar on close. So we've got some exposure to upside for Heliostar. We did not take an NSR off the project. We left the project with its NSR. We felt that it was better for not to burden it with that, to let Heliostar take that decision if they wanted. So, we've had a very respectful negotiation with them, and we've left something in the pot for them to be successful with as well. And we will be successful as they are. So that's the terms. Of that 70 in cash, 30 comes within 18 months, so before the end of 27. And what that 30 does for us is it does a couple of things. First of all, I've said repeatedly to shareholders, we have enough funding in treasury to take us through to the end of 27
That's what I want to know. Go ahead.
for a production decision. But you may remember, Andy, that that assumes that we have 45 cent warrants that are due in May this year and April next, and those warrants would have to come in for us to be fully funded. Now, as you know, the share price came off quite a bit, as many others did. We're on a bit of a rebuild now. But, at $1.70, 45 cents seemed to be kind of no problem. At $1.10, you think, a little closer. And what this 30 does is it de-risks those warrants. So we now know with 100% certainty, strong balance sheet, we are definitely going to get to the end without having to worry about shareholders. And then what it does is it goes beyond that. It gives us another 20-odd million in cash in that period to start thinking about early works, to start thinking about a little more aggressive on long lead items. It lets us put a bit of money into slightly broader exploration, a bit of exploration drilling around the periphery of this thing, rather than the very focused technical drilling that we are funded to and will do. It also lets us bring on some of those owners team members that we need to hire to go into the build. We can bring those guys on 4 months earlier, so we've got money to fund that, and that just creates a little more continuity in the owners team, a little more time together ahead of actually construction. So there are a lot of nice to haves, but there are kind of really cool nice to haves, and it really helps us, I think, build that confidence that we know what we're doing. We've got all the elements in place, and when we get to a final investment decision in December 27, we've got the engineering, we've got the people, we've got the long leads, we've done the work, we're good to go.
Okay, so my comment about that to all my viewers and listeners, I love the deal. And John, kudos to you. You said a word, I don't think it was in this context, but I think you said the word focus, not in, but the context I have, this gives you guys so much focus on Black Pine and just getting this liberty to producing gold. And that's where, as an investor, that's what I want to see, right? And so many times you, not you specifically, but I'll see companies, they'll chase a shiny object because it's so attractive or whatever, and then they lose focus. So as a shareholder, I really, really admire and appreciate that. Thank you. The second thing this does do is gives you so many options,
Exactly.
optionality, which are great to have. And this is not an indictment on you or any of your decision making, which is spot on. But sometimes that can be paralyzing. So don't have too many. That can be tough. So that's all I'll add on that. So fantastic. Well done. Love the deal. I'm very grateful. Liberty stock is, I think it makes it even more, Liberty Gold stock makes it even more undervalued relative to your peers. But also, it's inching up here. So to all my viewers and listeners, just really check it out. That is not a recommendation, but it or an endorsement. But just so you know, I do have skin in the game in this. And I bought in the open market. John, talk to me about fast tracking this Fast 41. What you have? Talk to me about that. What are you doing to really? What are you doing to pour gold?
So there are a couple of pieces to the Fast 41 piece, Andy. As you know, we were accepted into Fast 41 in January this year as a covered project. The Fast 41 is the federal agency, which is the sort of permits accelerator. We got in because we're one of four projects that the state of Idaho recommended to the White House in terms of projects that needed national focus or federal focus to get developed. So on that basis, we applied, we were accepted. The first 60 days of that acceptance are a scheduled renegotiation with the different federal agencies and us as the proponent, sort of facilitated, if you like, by the Fast 41 guys. And the end of that is the publication of the new permitting schedule for that project. And so on Friday, the 20th, March the 20th, the Fast 41 published the new Black Pine permitting schedule on their dashboard. And so anyone can log on to US Permitting Council dashboard. It's a public website, and you can see exactly what the different line items are and what the dates are and where we are on that process. So that's fantastic. What that gives us is it gives us the most permitting certainty or outcome of permitting that you can get in the US today. So we've
Fantastic.
got, so that's really exciting. And I think the second piece, Andy, is in that process, historically, that's just been a federal process. So the federal agencies, the US Forest Service or the BLM, and that's been a process. But the governor of Idaho, committed along with the governor of Tennessee about 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that their state permitting apparatus would align with the Fast 41 federal permitting programs. And we were able, in the intervening period from that statement to the end to March the 20th, to help the Idaho state agencies align with that new federal permitting timeframe. So on the federal dashboard, you've got not only the federal agency sort of timelines, but you've also got the state agency timelines. And they
Right.
have agreed and signed off that they will have their piece completed at the same time that the federal process completes.
This is
So we've aligned.
fantastic.
And that's the first time ever for a mining
It's fantastic.
company ever, period.
Yeah. Two
That's it.
Government regulators talking to each other. Go
Yeah,
figure.
it's not common. And
Yeah.
I think
Well done.
Idaho's really leading the charge here
Yeah, I
in
think you're
this.
right.
We want to be attractive to mining. We understand permitting is a massive risk. And state permitting has its own thing. And sometimes state permitting is faster than the federal permitting. Other times it's slower. And so now we've got as much de-risking as we could reasonably expect to have. And literally, prior to this meeting, I was in Boise here. I met with the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality, the leader of that group, and we were talking through some of the permitting required for us by them and that alignment. And we were acknowledging their commitment and cooperation with the federal agencies to do it all in one piece. And it was a very positive conversation.
Fantastic. And kudos really to the state of Idaho. That's what I would just add about that. They want to become, if they're not already, with all due respect, a top tier, which they are already, but really the top of mining jurisdictions. And so it's great to do business there. John, just really quick, and we'll end on this. Walk me through the summer. You've had some great news flow here. But what you but what whatever you can talk about that, so people should be paying more attention to you going through the summer. What news do you got on the docks?
So we've got some news coming out quite in the quite near term, which we anticipate to be the approval of our notice of intent. That is the document that basically starts the whole EIS process, the environmental impact statement. And we expect that in the very near term. So that will come out. And at that point, then we're on that schedule that people can see on that permitting timeline. So that's a key start milestone. Directly after that, we go into what's called public scoping, which is a public interaction where we face-to-face meet the public and present the project to them. And there's one face-to-face and one virtual. So that feedback drives the EIS process, and that leads us to the draft EIS publication, sort of end of this year, early next. And then that's the process that ultimately gets approved. So that will be happening in the next sort of 6 weeks. We then have some technical milestones, particularly around metallurgical work. Andy, you may recall we've done some very large-scale bulk sample columns. We expect to have that information latter part of Q2, and that's the confirmatory work that says, yeah, we finally confirmed all of our met work is yes, we can leach this at run of mine, so just blast and no crushing extract. So that will come out. We've got some additional drill results from the back end of 25 that we need to come out with, and I think we're kind of excited about those. So you'll see those come out in the nearish term. And we've also got, we're starting to look at project finance, starting to think about how we're going to finance this, and you'll start to see some kind of flow of information on that gently over the next sort of 6 to 9 months. And of course, the final key piece here is the feasibility study. So that definitive study that becomes the bankable document to raise money on, that's scheduled for early Q4 this year.
Excellent. Well, the news will be flowing, not dripping. And also make an announcement. I am planning, it's on my schedule or schedule, as you say, John. I'm just giving you a hard time, but
Thank you.
to be out in Idaho and be on site and see everything for myself. I got together with Susie, who great member of your team, just to set all of that up. So I'm looking forward to being out in Idaho towards the end of April and have my cameraman Colby out there to take some video and some photos.
Well, you'll be able to see the drill rigs, right? I forgot to mention the drill rigs are rocking up, I think, around about the middle of April. So we've got some really interesting technical work, some close space drilling. So you'll be able to see those. And of course, that drilling will generate its own news flow as assays come out. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, John, I'd love to have you on. If I don't have you on before I get to Idaho, I'd like to have you on soon after so we can discuss the progress and any news that you can talk about that's breaking. So I want to thank you so much, John. If people want to invest in you, if they want to dig around a little bit more, how do they find you? What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on? And what are your ticker symbols?
So libertygold.ca is our website. Our ticker on the TSX main board is LGD, and we're also traded on the OTCQX, and our ticker is LGD.TF.
Excellent. And just a quick comment. You have all of my viewers and listeners, you have no idea how hard that is to get all the tickers and exchanges right. I do that for a living and they always mess up. Thank you, John. Well done. We'll put this in all of the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts. And I look forward to potentially maybe seeing you in Idaho. And if I can't, I want to have you on right before or right after. I'd love to have you on the show.
Fantastic, Andy. Pleasure to catch up, mate. All the best. Safe travels when you go to site and have fun. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to see. You really get a sense of the scale and the footprint of the asset. So
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear your feedback.
I'm really looking forward to it. And you're talking like a miner that you are. All right. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye.